It's actually been taken so much, even by Protestants here, that people nearly think you're a cult if you don't think it's appropriate. The reasons are many. For example, historically, there's very little to prove to us that Christ was actually crucified in a T-shape. It might have been a T-shape. Sometimes the Romans crucified people that way. It might have been a plain stake with the hands nailed above the head. It might have been that way, we don't know. But the T-shape long predates Christianity. The T-shape goes right back in the mystery religions. It's probably associated with the worship of Tammuz, which was what God abominated, particularly in the Old Testament. You turn to Ezekiel 8, finally you get them bringing the image of Tammuz. What was that image? Was it a cross? Or was it more than a cross? Probably more than a cross. But to take something that was originally intended to be the image of the very essence of anti-Jehovah worship and make it the center of Christian worship is on the face of it inappropriate. Beyond that, when you stylize something like that, and there are certain things can be stylized without any loss of their meaning, but when you stylize something like that, I think inevitably you lose a lot of it. When the cross becomes a little bit of jewelry, or something strung around the neck, or something gold encrusted or gem encrusted, or something to look, you know, looks good behind a pulpit or looks good on a communion table, stop and try and put it in context. What would it look for an American to take, say, the electric chair, make an image of it and stick it in the communion table? Or a set of gallows? Because that's all the cross was. There's nothing attractive about a cross. A cross was the gallows, the place of the curse. And I think that it can lose a lot of the offense of the cross, the real message of the cross, once it becomes so stylized. The other thing is that even though it's not a crucifix, I think those Protestants who adopt it end up having it as such a holy symbol that it may as well be a crucifix. And the final thing is, where does it fit into the second commandment? Here I'm often told, well, you're hypocritical because you will have a burning bush. The burning bush, I believe you can take a picture, you can draw, if you can paint, you can paint something of Elijah or whatever without breaking the second commandment. They give you a message. But the cross is so associated with Christ himself and his atonement that it is very difficult, if a Christian is to look at that cross aright, not to have it as a visible aid to spiritual worship. And that, I believe, is a contravention of the second commandment. So I think the cross is inappropriate. Now, I would have to add, I do not thereby believe that everybody who uses the cross or has a cross is an idolater. I believe that there are many people who do not think it through that way. But nonetheless, I would like to see a return to the old severe Presbyterianism of the past, where, and the Baptists too of the past, where we didn't go in for that sort of thing. I think there are good reasons to look on it with suspicion.